Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining us this week is Jessica Johnston, the Director of Communications and Special Projects with the Brenham Independent School District. And Jessica, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Ed.
All right, great to have you here. And of course, everybody talking about it. It's the end of the year. School is just about over with. Busy time for the Brenham ISD. What kind of special events are going on in the district this week?
I think every school and every department has some sort of something that they are wrapping up in the next 2 weeks. So it has definitely been a busy time. Very proud of Sandra Baxter and our child nutrition department. They have implemented a new point of sale system on every campus, and it has been a labor of love. All those women have been very open to the change, and they've gotten the training. We want to also thank our parents for being patient as we transition to our new system, because I know that there has been some changes with how they put money into their child's account. We are fine-tuning that still right now. So very excited that that has been rolled over. This week we also had the CSI program, and Brenham Middle School had film festivals. And so it was really exciting. Middle School yesterday walked 700 students from Brenham Middle School to Brenham Junior High to hold their film festival in the auditorium. And I was very impressed with that team. That takes a lot of coordinating to get all those kids there. And Troy Kuhn and the technology department and Peggy Still and her team just did an outstanding job. We also this week recognized our citizens on patrol. Very grateful for everything that they do, and help from Brenham Police Department to make sure that our streets are safe and our kids are safe, and everything just keeps clicking along with Brenham ISD. Also, very exciting this week, we have had our 7th and 8th grade math students go visit the Bank of Brenham. Very appreciative to their partnership. Mackenzie Huff at Bank of Brenham and Heather Thieleman with Game Changers have been really instrumental in kicking this off. And Kelly Lowe's, our CTE counselor, worked with Mr. Koski at the junior high to develop a curriculum where 7th and 8th graders can look at the banking system and what it means to write a check and cash a check and, you know, keep a record of accounts. And so those kids have gone to Bank of Brenham. They've taken a tour of the bank. They've written and cashed a check. And then our awesome partners at Must Be Heaven have prepared a wonderful lunch for them to kind of top off the tour. We are honoring Bonnie Brinkmeyer and Tom Gore this week with many years of dedicated service to Brenham ISD. Very grateful for everything they have done and wishing them well in their future endeavors. And then Thursday, of course, we have our Brenham ISD Fitness Walk from 4 to 6 at Cub Stadium. That's for any elementary age child. And the campus with the most participants wins. I know Mr. Fleming is looking to go out with a bang and win it again this year. So it's fierce competition. Hope to see everybody out there. And really, field trips, and more field trips. I think now is the time of year where we are really rewarding our students for a job well done this year. And it's very rewarding to see our staff members smiling and our kids smiling and really enjoying the fruits of their labor and another wonderful year in Brenham ISD.
All right. Now, anything going on over the summer that students and parents can get involved in?
We have a couple of different things going on. We're really excited to continue our partnership with JAM this year. This is a 6-week academic enrichment program for any children in Washington County, grades kindergarten through sixth grade. JAM provides 1 hour of math and 1 hour of reading instruction each day, provides meals and transportation to and from the program. They also do interactive games, sports, field trips. So we're really excited that our Brenham ISD students can continue to be involved in this program. This is going to be housed at Alton Elementary School. It's going to be Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., June 5th to July 14th. And there's more information about that on the Brenham ISD website. We're also excited that our Brenham Community Education Program is expanding their summer camp offerings this year. So we have everything from girls and boys basketball to guitar, Zumba, Pio, volleyball, for moms and dads who are looking for a little extra something for their kids to do over the summer. This is an awesome opportunity. You can find information about how to register for those courses at brenhamcommunityed.com or by calling 979-277-3895. Jeremy Johnston as our current coordinator for community ed. He's done a wonderful job growing and nurturing that program. We're excited to have Marissa Rodriguez on board for the fall. She will be our community services associate, so she's going to be handling registration and also the community education courses. So we have an awesome team over there.
All right. Now, also coming up, Brenham U. What can you tell us about this event?
This is so exciting. I know we've spoken about this several times on this show, but it's just really a great opportunity for us to bring quality professional development to Brenham. A lot of times our teachers are going out and seeking those sessions, that continuing education opportunities, but we're bringing that here to Brenham. So there are two opportunities, June 6th and 7th and August 1st and 2nd. We're registering. We're doing real good on that June session. We've got about 350 attendees registered, closing in on the August session as well. Just 2 days of learning. We're talking about everything from technology to safety to, you know, instructional practices, leadership. There really is something for everybody. We have almost 200 sessions over that two-day period, so lots to choose from. We invite anybody to visit our Brenham ISD website and find out more information about that opportunity.
All right. And now, how about progress on the Early Childhood Learning Center? How's that coming along?
I'm absolutely giddy about this project.
Giddy?
I am. It is just, it has been just incredible. Every time I drive by that building, something is different. Paul Aschenbeck has done just a phenomenal job of really taking the vision of the board and Dr. Jackson and using input from Tony Schwartz, the new ECLC principal, and those pre-K teachers, and really working to make that building into something that is just so perfect for our youngest students in the district. So right now the exterior paint is complete. It is such a transformation. I just have to tell everyone in the public, if you have not driven by, please do that. The portables are being moved out. The whole area is just looking beautiful and clean and revitalized. The interior is still being painted. The cafeteria looks beautiful. The carpeting is going to be going in soon, which I think is just going to absolutely change the whole look of that place. New playground equipment has been ordered. We're updating pictures on the ECLC website. You can get to that website by going to BrenhamISD.net, mousing over campuses, and then choosing Brenham Early Childhood Learning Center. But it is just, I'm so proud of our district for doing this for our youngest students. It is really exciting to see us put the effort into making sure that our kids have the foundation that they need to be successful in kindergarten. So drive by the new ECLC if you hadn't already, because it's amazing.
All right. And now, of course, with just a couple of weeks left in this year, the next year, thoughts are coming up of the next year. What is going to be the district theme for the next school year?
You know, we talked about this back and forth for a long time. And when we chose One Brenham Better Together, it was just over a year ago. It was 2 weeks before all that flooding happened last May. And I remember we voted on that theme. And then, you know, within just a couple of weeks, we literally saw One Brenham Better Together. We saw people coming out in droves to help our district, to help our community. And so this year, One Brenham Better Together is kind of just getting the steam behind it. So we're going to stick with that theme for the upcoming school year for 2017-18, because I think that our community is really getting behind it. We have One Brenham Better Together car decals that we're seeing all over town now. And Tom Gore, our wonderful director of maintenance that is headed out at the end of this year, said, perhaps we'll be One Brenham Better Than Ever. And I thought that's pretty good, too. So we just, you know, wrapping up the school year and thinking about our theme for this year and next, just want to thank the community, thank our parents, our staff members, our board members, our business partners, KWHI, all of our wonderful people who really do contribute to us being One Brenham Better Together. This is a really nice place to work and live, and we're happy that we're part of this partnership.
All right. Jessica, anything else that we need to touch on?
Nope. It's a great day to be a Cub.
All right. There you go. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Our guest this morning on the BISD Roundtable, Jessica Johnston, the Director of Communications and Special Projects with the Brenham ISD. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and we will be back again next week here on KWHI.